This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
7 hours of a climate change town hall meeting. 7 hours of television. And Wolf Blitzer, who had to shave his beard 3 times during the 7 hours, had to trim it. True story. He's got a little portable trimmer. He goes out back and begins, and 63 seconds into it, already starts blaming climate change for Hurricane Dorian. Take a listen.
The top 10 Democratic presidential candidates will be here on this stage in New York City, appearing one by one for the next 7 hours. This
even he's shocked by it.
All is dedicated to the climate crisis, an issue many voters say needs aggressive action. And scientists say that action needs to happen now. We're seeing firsthand the effects of climate change as a powerful Atlantic hurricane is sitting right now off the coast of Florida. It could make landfall tomorrow in South Carolina. Tonight, Democratic and independent voters will be asking the questions live here in our audience and also by video. And CNN's chief climate correspondent Bill Weir will join in the questioning as well. My colleagues and I will help guide the conversation. Later tonight, former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, they will all be here.
They will all be here. So 7 hours, grab your popcorn, kids, and get ready. 7 hours. Now, during the course of that lunacy of 7 hours of climate change coverage on CNN, there were a lot of amazing things that were brought up. A number of cuts for you. First of all, Andrew Yang, who won't be president, somehow managed to make the top 10 candidates last night. I don't really understand that. But Andrew Yang was up there for the part of the 7 hours. He's the guy who's against circumcision. He's not going to. This is interesting now. Electric cars. Not going to necessarily force you, but don't worry. He's not going to be president anyway. But Andrew Yang, cut 10.
So what's the answer? Are we all going to have to drive electric cars?
We are all going to love driving our electric cars.
Will we have to drive electric cars?
Well, there will still be some legacy gas guzzlers on the road for quite some time, because this is not a country where you're going to take someone's clunker away from them. But you are going to offer to buy the clunker back and help them upgrade.
Ah, so we're gonna have a car buyback program. All right, so the government's gonna buy your car from you and give you a brand new Tesla. So add that to the list. Add that to the list of free stuff. I'll buy your car back and give you a brand new electric vehicle. Here you go. You know how they have all those cars for kids?
Oh, yeah.
And all those different commercials?
Cars for kids.
K-A-R-S. Cars for kids. Yep. Now it's going to be in your head all morning.
Yep.
It'll be like that. It'll be just that piece of crap car that you have. It's worth, with the Kelley Blue Book value, $138. The government's going to buy it from you for $20,000 and then give you a brand new Tesla under the Andrew Yang plan.
G-O-V, cars for kids.
G-O-V, cars for climate. Cars for cars with a K. For climate with a K. Cars for climate.
It won't work.
Oh, I think we have
get Opelka the DOA.
I'm texting him right now.
Cars for climate. 1-877 cars for climate. KARS cars for climate. So we'll buy your car back from you, and even if it's not a cheap gelati or jalopy, whatever he said, even if it's like a $60,000 gas guzzler, doesn't matter. We'll still buy it back from you and give you a brand new electric car.
What about vintage? All the people with those vintage cars.
Yeah, I mean, sure. They're probably worth a lot of money now. They're about to be worth a lot more because, you know, you make an offer to the government, go, well, you want to buy my 68 Chevy? Sure. I need $3.7 million. No problem. Just call 1-877 cars for climate. KARS cars for climate. So add that to the list of free stuff. You're not going to get a free electric car.
Awesome. Right?
Awesome. I agree. I actually do have a theory on what we could do with regards to cutting down the number of cars out there. So when I was down in Cape Charles for our vacation, you know what they do a lot down there?
What?
Everybody does this down there. They also do this on Tanger Island, as I was talking about this. Met a guy last night, a listener, a great guy, who's a pilot, who said he really enjoyed the segment on that the other day. He flies down there. They have an airstrip, and then he lands down there, and everything's great. Good guy, good friend of the show. We were talking about the Virginia and Maryland and Chrisfield, Maryland, where they have all the wonderful soft-shell crabs and crabs and everything like that. Some of the best crab shacks you'll ever find. But anyway, in a lot of those towns, what they do is they just drive around golf carts all day. So when we were in Cape Charles, we rented a golf cart for the week.
You did?
We
That's
did.
That's fun.
Oh, it's so fun. My kids love it. And I love driving it, too, and it's great. Now, you can't go more than 17 miles an hour, but it's fun. So, you know, my thinking is, at least on the town streets, local towns, did you know you're allowed, for example, I don't know New Pennsylvania law, but in New Jersey, you're allowed to drive golf carts around unless your town specifically bans it, as long as it's a local, as long as the speed is not over 25 miles an hour.
Cool.
I did some research on this. So now I'm thinking, and I said this to Bridget last night, I said, I should get a golf cart.
Sure.
Just to, you know, you want to cruise up to CVS, you want to go right downtown, jump in the golf cart with the kids and go... You know, I mean, February, you freeze your absolute, you know what, off. But hey, why not? You know?
It's actually a brilliant idea.
Could be fun, right?
Yep. I know people who live in big developments that do that. They ride around Delco with their golf carts. It's like a whole thing. It's like a whole community that does it.
And the best part is golf carts require no electricity to charge them.
Are they battery?
Well,
no, they're, I believe, wind powered.
No, I don't think
no?
Solar.
I believe there's...
They're like the Flintstones where you run with your feet?
No, it's not.
It's not that either?
No, it's not that either.
So then how does a golf cart then, or any other electric vehicle, get its power?
Electricity.
But I don't, you say electricity like that's a thing. I guess it is a thing. So how do they make it?
Well, they just plug it in.
You just plug it in?
Yeah.
Oh, you just plug it in.
Yeah.
But it's then like magic.
But then what's on the other side of that plug? Wires, obviously.
I don't know.
But how do the wires get the electricity? What do you do to get the electricity?
Like nuclear power plant.
Nuclear power, that's good. I mean...
There's not a gerbil.
Is there not a giant gerbil farm? See, I'm just curious. Andrew Yang with his electric car plant. How are we powering all these electric vehicles? Has anyone answered that question for me? After they do the Cars for Climate buyback program and they give you a free electric car, how are we powering these cars? What electric source are we using? I just don't know if there's been an answer given in the 7-hour town hall last night. Because last time I checked, electricity...
They didn't have a lot of time.
Right, yeah. Electricity does require something. So you have to heat something, I believe, is involved. I should ask a process engineer. He has to heat something.
There's no reason to bring him back
I believe,
this.
And then at some point then that creates some sort of an electric response that then stimulates something in the outlet that then charges something. I don't know.
I think everybody just channels positive energy.
Like Marianne Williamson says? Oh, you might be right about that,
Dawn. And that powers the vehicle.
I should ask my buddy Ron. Ron's my electrician. He's coming over the other day, next week, because I have a couple of outlets that are out. And a normal person could just change them themselves.
You always have issues.
Since I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and I would electrocute myself.
Is your house like Grand Central Station? Every day you have, I got this person coming, I got that person. Keith Edmonds is coming. This guy's coming. USA Insulation's coming.
Why? It's just, I don't know electricity. I don't understand it. All I know are there are wires. They go into the wall and then
don't touch it.
You put something in the outlet and then it works. But I don't know what's on the other side of that. No. I'd like to know, what's the secret thing that goes through those power lines that comes into my house? How do we make it?
Wind.
Is it wind?
No, it's not. It's not wind.
How many wind turbines would it take to power all these electric vehicles that Andrew Yang is proposing?
And all those wind that are killing all the birds.
How much solar power would be required to charge all these electric vehicles? I'm asking an honest question here because it seems like if the Cars for Climate thing's going to take off,
Cars for Climate,
we're going to need a way to charge all these. I have another question too. What do we do to all those batteries?
Right.
You can't throw batteries out. Did you know that? It's against the law. Did you know that you can't throw batteries out?
What?
Oh, wait.
Like triple A's.
Yeah.
Like,
do you throw yours out? Right. Exactly. You're not supposed to apparently throw those out. I don't know what you're supposed to do with them, but you're not supposed to throw them out.
Bury them.
Right. apparently they leak into the earth or something. Now, what I do with my batteries, I won't say on the air, but I can tell you, it's not what the environmentalists would approve of. But what I do with the question I have is, when batteries, because they don't last forever, they have a life, right? When that life is over, then the battery can't be used anymore. When all of these electric vehicles and their battery life comes to an end, what do we do with those batteries? Do they go in landfills? Do they melt them down? Do we dump them in the ocean? What do we do with them? Does anyone know?
I think they just, they put them, yeah, in a landfill or something.
Then they just throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? But you can't put batteries in landfills because they might leak out into the earth and then poison the water and kill everybody.
You could wrap them in a plastic bag.
And then dump them in the bottom of the ocean like a body, like a drop them off a bridge in the middle of the night.
Put a rock on it, you know.
I mean, these are other questions I have that nobody's answering for me as well in the Andrew Yang Cars for Climate buyback program. Well, I don't know. It's got a catchy jingle. 1-877 Cars for Climate. K-A-R-S. Oh, man. The guy who does that commercial sounds just like Johnny Cash. Is it Johnny Cash?
No,
it's
no,
not,
no,
right?
No.
He didn't do that before he died or anything like that?
No, he did not. I don't think he would.
They also have...
tarnish his legacy with that.
Have you ever seen the billboard of the boat buyback with that gorgeous blonde with the captain's hat on?
Yes.
And it's donate your boat. And it's like boat angels or something like that. So what about that too? Why don't we have a boat buyback program? Why not? What the hell? You know, you turn in your canoe. They'll give you a nice electric powered boat while they're at it too. We got to be more generous here if we're gonna take this stuff seriously. My plan calls for this. This is the only plan. Everyone will get a free electric vehicle as part of my plan. It's only going to take 7 cents for every millionaire. 7 cents.
Wait, it started at two. Now we're up to seven.
Now we're up to seven. But you get an electric car out of it, Dawn.
That's pretty cool.
Everybody.
1-877
there you go.
Cars for kids.
That's it.
K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Cars for Climate.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car
today. We'll buy back your car today. Also on the web at thisisnuts.com. Well, we just did the parody, so we don't even need Opelka now. But we could still have him do it if he wants to. Oh, this is so crazy. Honestly, insanity. Nuclear is one way we could power all these things, but so were all the candidates embracing nuclear power last night, considering that nuclear power gives zero emissions, that would zero emissions of what they're worried about. The answer, of course, is no. None of them were pro-nuclear power last night. None of them. In fact, they want to get rid of nuclear power. So how are we going to power all these electric vehicles?
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.